love to hear mother and daddy play. So I've always gone to black funerals, and you know, I do think we've had good black relations here. I've never heard of any bad ones.
Tell me about the black funerals. Are they different than, is there a different type of ceremony or a different type of feeling?
Well, they're long. They're long, usually. No, they sing and have people, you know, speak about them. They have not obituary, what's the word? Anyway, eulogies. They have eulogies, you know. This is kind of funny. I won't mention the name. But sometimes they will read who the flowers came from, or they'll read the cards or something, you know. And so this person was reading the cards, and so and it said, vase of flowers, please return the vase. And signed a name, too. Yeah, oh, and they like to dress it. I kept buying the one that helped me, Bertha. I kept buying her. I love Bertha to death. I kept buying her white uniforms so she could, you know, answer the door and look nice. But she always saved them to usher at church, because the women do the ushering, and they usually wear white. I guess they do wear white. I haven't been lately. I said the. We've got some really big ones now, very large black churches here now. But and I haven't been to the new black church, big black churches. But I usually went to the smaller ones. Now I'm getting where I don't know them either. Roswell growing, all the football players and basketball players, and all these people coming out here to live and like it out here, you know.
How did you meet your husband?
Oh well. I met him. He went to law school at the University of Georgia, and I'm trying to think how I did meet him. Oh, I do know how I met him, too. Between my junior and senior years, they asked me to work for the volunteer VRA out there. I don't know whether they still have it or not. It was really a YWCA, YMCA that was on the campus. Now, I don't know whether it's still there or not, but I really don't know.
I don't think so.
And they called it Voluntary Religious Association, the VRA. But it was a men's and women's thing. And I was what? Anyway, one of them is usually a man, one is a girl. And I was assistant, I think, and the boy was the president. And then I was the whatever, vice president or something of it. Worked on it. Then they had a person who really had a paid job with them that wanted to do something out this summer, so she asked me if I would work over there. So I stayed over there and lived on the coordinate campus, which the Navy had, you know, later and whatever. Stayed in Miller Hall there, and George stayed in, what's that other hall? Well, anyway, it was a man's hall. And he was proctor for the, he was taking one class, I think, in law school, and he was proctor for the boys, anyway, there. And I was supposed to keep the little white house. I don't know whether you've ever heard of the little white house or not. But it was a little house there that the VRA used and had morning watch and vespers and had ping pong table and different things. So I would be in charge of morning. I was in charge of the vespers and morning watch. And I'd play ping pong with anybody that came in. So that's what. And so George had some time on his hands tonight. So we played a lot of ping pong. I guess. And anyway, that's so then we got married in November, and he graduated in December. So I guess that was the summer. I was trying to think, how did I meet George?
Did you get married here in Roswell?
No, I got married at Emmanuel Episcopal Church in Athens.
Okay. And how did you end up back here?